Hey, backstage, what is up? It hasn't been super long since the last time I did a questionnaire, but I really like the look of this one by Looking Gorgeous. It's the Get to Know Y'all questionnaire. And yeah, let's just get right into it. Question one. What inanimate object do you wish you could eliminate from existence? Pennies can fuck off. They're useless. They're absolutely useless. Like, why is that still a thing that we have? Like, silver change squad only. Sorry. Fuck off, Penny. Number two. What is the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn? Like everything during high school. There's always a tasteful combination of like silk, vaguely Asian shirts, because I was a super weeaboo back then, combined with trip pants. The only pair of trip pants that my mom would let me buy so that I could be the goth of your dreams. And yeah, contrary to what I might have thought, it was not a good look. Not a good look at all. Question three. What set of items could you buy that would make the cashier most uncomfortable? I don't know. I guess we can go with the tried and true, you know, tube of KY jelly plus insert produce item here. maybe a tube of KY and like a pineapple or something. We're going hardcore tonight. Question four. In one sentence, how would you sum up GWA? A very interesting and very fulfilling experience. It has been so fun posting things and talking to people and just, you know, it's been a fun way to like get myself out there and overcome my general social anxiety one tiny step at a time. Question five. What would the world be like if it was filled with male and female copies of you? Unfortunate. I think I'd only know what that world would be like for a day before I hold myself up in my house for the rest of my life, never to go outside again. Question six. What would be the creepiest thing you could say while passing a stranger on the street? Maybe just like walk real close to them as they're passing you and just be like, I knew you would smell this good. Question seven. Toilet paper over or under? Over, and I will hear no arguments about under. Fuck you. Over squad only. Question eight. What's the most ridiculous fact you know? I know a fair amount of possum facts since they're my favorite animal. I should clarify, like, opossums, the North America ones, not the many, many Australian variants. But I know that, you know, they're technically marsupials. They have like 13 nipples. They actually can't carry rabies, or it's a very, very low chance that they could carry rabies because their body temperature will not properly, I guess, foster the rabies virus. I'm bad at words, but possum don't have rabies. I know, and they help, like, stave off Lyme disease because they eat all the bugs that have that shit, and they're really cool little guys, which makes me feel even worse that that's the only animal that I've ever hit with my car. I'm so sorry, little guy. One day I will pay for my hubris. Question 9. What is your most embarrassing sexual experience? The fact that I let my ex fuck me at all. But, I do remember, this wasn't really so much embarrassing as it was just kind of funny, but one time we were fucking and he had his laptop open on like one of the side tables in the room or whatever, and I guess his antivirus was running while we were doing it, and like right after we, or let me correct that, right after he finished, we suddenly heard a little alert saying that all the antivirus stuff was done scanning. So we're just like laying there panting, and then just like, bing, hey, your PC is okay. It's like, what a way to set the mood. But yeah, I don't know. I've only ever really had one extensive sexual experience, and it was embarrassing as a whole. But you know, live and learn. Question 10. What made you start posting on GWA to begin with, and why do you stay here? I have gone over this a couple of times, and I know I'll go over it again in my future anniversary Q&A, but I have no problem saying it again. I was, before Tumblr nuked all of their not safe for work content, I was following a friend of mine's porn blog, and she had reblogged one of Carnivore's audios, and I was like, oh, okay, what's this? Because I had never even like heard of audio porn before, like in general. So followed the link, loved what I heard, and I proceeded to basically binge listen to all of his audios over the course of a weekend, which was a little awkward because that was also the weekend I was at a anime game convention with all my friends. So here I am in our hotel room just constantly monitoring the volume of my headphones. It's like, I really want to listen to more, but I can't let them know what I'm listening to. So after that very interesting secret binge, once I got home and was able to look more into it, I found the GWA subreddit. I listened to a lot more stuff, and then eventually I was like, hey, this seems like something that might be interesting to give it a go at. I figured I'd do like one or two audios and be like, okay, this isn't my thing. Turns out it's 100% my thing. And now I love doing it whenever I get the chance. I love recording a whole lot, and I love getting feedback. I don't know, it's just been really, really fun and really fulfilling, and I look forward to doing a whole lot more in the future. And yeah, that is the whole questionnaire, so hope you enjoyed my rambling, and I will talk to you guys another time. Bye!